All right, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, are you all right?
Wired.
Well, that's the headphone. What do you expect? We are live on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. If you want to follow us on all your podcast applications, go to YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcasting, the Doug Saravo Show. We got some special guests with us today. We got Jim Lyons. Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wet, and hopefully tomorrow will be dry.
Yeah. Where's your girl, Carolyn?
Carolyn's up up New York State, near Ontario, Lake Ontario.
No, that's in Michigan, I think. That's near Canada.
Yeah. It's right at the lake.
Oh, it's right by the border.
Yeah, she's on the southern part. Canadian is the northern part.
Nice.
And the southern part's up New York.
Nice. And we got a special guest with us today. Gino, how are you?
What's going on, Doug? How are you today?
Welcome to the show.
Good seeing you again.
Yeah, you too. I appreciate
it. Jim, how are you?
Fine.
Thanks for that weather report, by the way.
I'm glad you know. Yeah.
Luckily, I'm that wired.
Yeah. So let's get started. It's been a long time since I've seen you. I've known you for 20-plus years of my life.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Used to see you, your brother, your father play hockey at the Monroe Rec Center.
Yeah, just down the street.
Yeah, you guys were like small, but you and your brother were never small.
Yeah, we were always
taller than me.
Yeah, we were always great. We still are taller. So James actually has something for you. James, let's bring it in.
James has something for me.
Yeah, you'll see.
Wow! Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
Yeah.
Eh?
Well, you can't keep it. I'm sorry, but
I can't keep it.
So Doug.
What are you falling apart in? Got operation.
Thanks, Doug.
You want to hold the mic? Would it be easier for you?
It might be.
Yeah. All right. So, James, bring that over.
Balancing act on a box.
All right. Can you find your son's name?
Can I? Really?
Let's see.
I need a magnifying glass and a light. But
a lot of names.
I know they want a copy.
Yeah, we did. We were in 2010, I think. Let's see.
2010. It's 2010 right here. I don't see anything.
Where are we at? Well, there he is, 2008 Lance Panero.
Yeah.
But we won it together. Let's see. Where are you at?
How'd you get the cup?
Carmine left for Florida, and he said, take it, just in case you guys have a league. We won it together. Maybe it was 2000.
There I am. I'm right there.
You're right. I think you guys won twice.
I'm right there.
That's you?
Yeah, it's the top one.
Okay.
See?
Oh, yeah, there he is, right there. Spring Senior Division Champions, Fall 2009. Douglas Saravo and Lance Panero.
How do you like that? I should take a picture of that.
Yeah, take a picture of it.
Right now, huh?
Lots of memories.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's crazy. That's how I met your family, basically.
Uh-huh.
2008?
You know,
yeah, 2000.
Maybe before 2008.
That's at least.
Yeah, probably before. My son was maybe 6 years old. He's 28 now.
So yeah, we're old. I'm 28.
Doing math now because there's no money involved. I only like doing math when there's money involved.
Yeah. In your way, in a positive way.
Jim, you want to hold the mic so we could at least hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Good.
So yeah, I figured you'd like to see that.
Is this it? Anyway, come on, liven up the show over here, because they've fallen asleep.
They're not.
Well, it's a Saturday night.
Again, if you're just joining us, there he is. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcasting, the Doug Saravo Show. So, Jim, how was your ride?
It was wet.
It was wet.
Again?
Yeah. 287, you know, on down to Route 9, on down to Texas Road.
Nice.
So it's a little drive, but it's not, I'm used to driving.
Yeah.
Driving for how many years?
You got to speak into the microphone.
Been driving for 50
years. We got
years.
Feedback.
50 years.
Not bad.
Yeah, I've been driving 50 years.
Not bad.
Actually, this month.
Yeah. How was your drive?
My drive was 15 minutes.
Not bad.
From Marlboro to Monroe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're not too far.
No, not far at all.
Yeah.
I'm in Montville. Montville?
Yeah, I know.
So Parsip and Emo.
Yeah.
That's probably 45 minutes.
Every bit of it. Yeah, I know where you are.
About an hour.
Yeah. That's Morris County now, huh?
Hmm?
Yeah. Nice up there.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Oh, and the taxes are nice, too. You know?
It's the state of New Jersey for you.
I know. Well, today we saw Bill Spadia over at the COS, Convention Estate, which mm-hmm. I'm wearing. And he spoke, and he's for the act as well, the mission to take over the government.
How did you two guys get hooked up? Because you're living up in Montville, or you're down here?
Carolyn.
Yeah, his girlfriend related, of his.
Oh. You know,
yeah.
Since they were born.
Yeah.
They were cousins.
Well, that's
so
how.
That's how I got.
That's how it normally works.
Right.
If you're cousins, if you're born.
Well, it could be just friends from high school, you know.
Yeah.
from birth.
Obviously. So,
what are we doing on planet Earth? You know, the reason for being here.
I don't know. We're getting this deep.
Yeah, I didn't think we were.
I'm trying to figure it out myself.
We were supposed to talk about life and all.
Well, that's life. I was born.
You went to the Bahamas, right?
I just got back from the
How
Bahamas.
Was that? I was there in February.
No, I stayed at a Sandals Resort, Grand
you
Bahamian.
There, or did you take a boat?
Flew down from Newark.
Did you walk
from Newark?
Six luxurious days.
Nice.
That's great.
All the food and drink and some other activities.
Wish you invited me. That would have helped.
Yeah, but no,
he didn't invite me either.
Well, he didn't know you.
A cruise.
Yeah. How is he going to invite you if he didn't know you?
Well, you'd have to let him know. That, you know, so close the circuit. Yeah.
No guys allowed.
Okay, that's a good deal.
Yeah, just one special person.
Aww.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway,
it was pretty good.
You know, yeah.
This food is unbelievable.
Everything was included,
right?
It could
have been this much warmer. You know?
Yeah, it's not that much warmer, huh?
No, actually, we were shocked. The week we picked, one of the servers said hasn't been this cold in 15 years.
What was the temperature?
Yeah.
It was in the mid-70s, but, you know.
That's not bad. That's
the
decent.
The broke nice. It was windy, but sunny. So
yeah.
We were able to take the sun.
Yeah, the islands.
Kick
are
back
really
and enjoy.
Windy, yeah. You get breezes on the islands.
Yeah, yeah. But James, know, it's right off the coast of Florida. Florida's 86
right.
degrees, and we're 77. You know.
James, what was it like when we were in Bahamas? Yeah, it was pretty. It was nice.
Yeah.
Like 80 degrees wasn't.
Depends
too
on the time of the year too. You know.
Yeah. So
we
yeah.
There last year in May it was 80 every day, over 80 every day basically. But you know. You know, early March. So,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Let's go break. Are you still working?
Am I still working?
Right.
I'm not getting paid for this gig, so I don't consider it as working.
You got to wait till I make it big to get paid for that.
But, yeah, I mean,
you got to wait.
You took a vacation, right?
What?
You took a vacation
off
from work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, I'm a self-employed guy, so.
Oh,
I'm,
that's good.
I have a lot of liberties.
That's good, yeah.
More so than most.
Yeah, 3 years out of work.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, cutting Social Security.
Yeah, you get hurt, or you retire?
No, there's 21 of us got booted during COVID.
Yeah,
April 27th, 8th of 2020, and
what did you do?
At engineering.
In what capacity?
Draftsman.
Oh yeah, draftsman.
Draftsman, yeah.
Yeah, with a CAD. Worked with a CAD.
CAD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what kind of project? What were you drafting?
Well, the last one was doing giant warehouses of racking systems.
Okay.
Before that, I like machine design.
Yeah.
Really building rewinds, unwinds, laminators.
Hold up the mic.
Laminators,
there
coders, slitters, calendar rolls.
And nothing kicked back to you in the last 3 years?
Well, the thing is right now, my age, you know, which is ancient.
Yeah, you look like a day over 47.
Well, yeah, sure, thanks. But got to dye my hair, you know.
I just decided to lose my hair.
Hey, look at me.
People in their 20s lose their hair.
I chose to shave it off.
That's the style today.
Yeah, that's
right,
the style.
That is.
Got the beard growing.
Baldy locks is in.
Baldy locks.
But, I decided to go on Social Security.
Right.
And that's how I'm living now. Off that, which is just about makes the taxes, you know. I had to put a tax freeze. In New Jersey, you're able to do that in the town that you live in. You have to go to the city, have them sign the papers, and then you're good to go. But every year, you got to file your taxes. It's kind of a pain in the butt. But this is what we're dealing with today, to save money. And your taxes get up to $13,000, you know, and you're by yourself.
Well, you got Carolyn.
She doesn't live with me. She lives in her own house. Carol lives in Bloomfield. I'm in Montville.
I think you guys are like planning to like move in or something. You guys mentioned before, didn't she say you guys are going to get?
She moved in. We may not be alive. You know, I mean, it'd be a case of, you know, suicide. It'd be like
who'd be killing themselves?
I'd be killing her, and she'd be killing me. Well,
that's not kind of suicide. That's like, you know.
That's why
I can't.
It's like we both agree on death.
That's why they never got married.
We're good friends, you know. I mean, we love each other, but it's
talking to the mic.
It's the personality. It's just you can't blend.
Yeah.
It's just water and oil.
Well, anyway, why don't we just talk about the weather? It seems to
Let's talk about the weather's better. No. It's raining.
Right, so we are
beautiful.
So come on, host. Tell us, Doug. Ask away, Doug.
All right. Well, we gotta take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back,
You had freedom. We got in the monkey restaurant.
No, those are the sponsor. That's the sponsor. Bar. Now we gotta take the commercial. Right. The Doug Sorrell Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We'll be right back.
Especially going back to Columbus downtown.
Why? They were horrible. They smell Malibu and the diner.
These leaders of these countries.
MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
Away with that division.
They're all over Hawaii. It's Hawaii. Obviously.
Oh, of course.
There's going to be some good-looking girls.
He would like wear like McKinnon, and then he would
better than every other American League team.
Yeah, but this is my show. MVP quarterback, and then the other quarterback.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Sorrell Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Those are our new sponsors starting today, so we appreciate the support from the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Sorrell Broadcasting, the Doug Sorrell Show. Jim, I want to ask you a question.
Question.
How was your meal earlier today?
It was cold, but it was good. I mean, I'll put the next plate, I'll put a little heat under it, and then I can give you a smell and taste value.
Yeah.
Of the food.
How was your meal?
Delicious. It was warm. Your mother just heated it up. Oh. Jim arrived about 30, 45 minutes after the meals.
Yeah.
Served. Yeah. You know. Plus, yeah. I think that napkin.
Yeah. You didn't see the napkin on top of your plate?
I took the napkin off, but there was another one under the napkin. There was two napkins. I didn't see that. You know, there's always something.
Oh, that's Dean's phone going off. I thought we had a caller call in. Well, they can't call in because I didn't put the number out there to call. All right.
Next time I'll probably eat the napkin and just call it a day.
Put some mozzarella on top, you'd be okay.
It's just filling.
Absolutely.
Oh, one time we went to this restaurant. He never got his pasta. He just got the spinach.
Oh, yeah. Right.
What did you get?
Well, I usually would get salmon, right? It was salmon with spinach.
What was it? It was shrimp oregano, I think.
It was salmon oregano
with spinach.
And spaghetti.
So they thought you were getting extra spinach rather than getting pasta.
I wanted what was it, like in the menu. I thought that was the deal. But I think it was or.
I think something happened. Spaghetti or spinach.
And I'm saying like, I mean, generally they put the salmon on top of the spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And then the side dish would be like spinach. That only makes sense. But, you know, these people from out of town, you know, the workers.
I don't know.
We don't want to know.
They're from out of town. They don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So, Gino.
What is it, Doug?
Tell me about your life experiences.
Are you kidding me? You need 62 years to talk about my life. What do you want to know about? What do you particularly want to know about regarding my life experiences?
Let's see.
You know a little bit about me.
What kind of flaws in construction have you had?
Flaws?
Over the yeah, how many years you've been doing?
Well, I was lucky enough to have partake in a reality makeover show with my company.
Oh.
Yeah. And we ran into a few projects that we had to actually rescue people from unscrupulous contractors as well as homeowners that didn't know what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So there's an array of issues out there that you know, you can inherit from something that was done previously. Or just the conditions of the site.
Yeah.
You know? Very rarely there's a problem. Very, very rarely there's a problem with any of the homeowners that we do the contracts with. You know? Once they make a choice to go with us, communication is always on point. And whenever there's an obstacle or a hurdle, we just deal with it. It's simple. You know, it's 4 decades of family business, 3rd generation. So with that being said, the recipe for success is there, you know.
That was your father included?
Well, my father started it part-time, mm-hmm. and then me and my brother ran with it for about 30 years plus.
Wow.
And now it's...
Oh, yeah, Ralph.
What's that?
Ralph, right?
Yeah, my brother Ralph, and I...
Still living, right?
Was that?
He's still living.
Yeah, he's still living. Okay. We went our separate ways about 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And my son Lance just... brought the company to a whole nother level. Young blood.
Yeah, that's aggressive. What you need. You can sit back a little bit.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Pumping.
I'm busy going to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That's how you get the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, talk about life experiences.
Yeah.
What do you think you brought down to your son?
I constantly tell everybody my son's a better man than me. I'm, you know, not too bad, if I may say so myself. No, you know, ethics, the craftsmanship is unbelievable. And it's just like, it's almost a natural thing. And
that's
integrity,
good
honesty, you know, this is,
right,
this is how it happens.
Right, that's what you need, yeah.
This is what happens, you know. And then,
and greed, know, no greed.
No, greed is, that's, you don't have to. Just, listen, exactly. I got a saying.
You enjoy.
The work is passion, so it's not work. But I got a saying, you know, money falls from the sky. It can be so easy when people think it's difficult.
If you're in the right niche, you'll be able to pick it up.
Yeah, so listen, it's a relationship between two people. That's all that it is. In any facet of life, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, or a business transaction, as long as everybody is agreeable, compromising and understanding each other, it's endless. And you can take it any way you want. You know, you want to have a big company or you want to have a small company. It's just which you desire out of life, you know.
I have a friend that wants to get into, she does t-shirts and pants.
Yeah.
You know, she prints them.
Is she from China?
No, she's from...
If you're not from China, you're not going to make no money.
From Bloomfield, East Orange, you know. She's a mulatto.
Yeah. And, I'm only fooling about where she's from China.
Yeah, well, the thing is, tastes are different with people. Like, if they were white, they would... tend to be on the white side of clothing or whatever products they were selling, and they're black, they'd be different, or Asian. It's the same thing.
Well, you're talking about the ethnicity, you know, and, right, you know, the different fashion styles.
Exactly. Yeah. They would tend to go with the clothing. And she's more, well, she was born here. Her mother wasn't. Her mother's from Poland. And she's looking, she has a website. It's pretty weak that she got involved with.
I got a whole other take on websites. I mean, I've had them. You know, people, I think websites are antiquated today, to be honest, as far as in different applications.
Yeah, well, everyone's on like Instagram, right. Twitter,
Facebook,
Snapchat.
Yeah. Twitter and Snapchat.
Snapchat.
I don't know.
Facebook. Like, I mean, there's
that's where you
ways.
Should like plan yeah, like a website or something?
No, well, like.
You sell things. You sell things?
Like, people that know me know, like James will tell you. I'm a big seller. I'm a big ad. I like to advertise more. So like what you have, like for Instagram, you have the Instagram Reels. You want to put together like a 15-second clip and people will see that. People can then share it on their story and be like, hey, watch this. And then more people will see it that don't follow you. So when you do that, that's how more people could get in contact with you, engage with you, then follow you. Or you could do the hashtags. Like when I post highlights of, like last week we were talking about Aaron Rodgers. I posted that clip. I did hashtag Aaron Rodgers, hashtag New York Jets, hashtag NFL, hashtag Packers, NFL free agency, hashtag selfish, because I think Aaron Rodgers is the most selfish player in the NFL. It's all about him. I just want to win MVP. I don't care if I go to the Jets and win a Super Bowl. I just want to win the MVP because it's all about me. I'm Aaron Rodgers. No one's better than Aaron Rodgers. That's how I feel about Aaron Rodgers. So I said it last week. I'll say it this week. I'm not an Aaron Rodgers guy, you know. Okay.
You'll be able to help her out then, I guess.
Yeah, so like websites, they're okay, but no one's going to be. It's for the younger generation, it's a lot easier for people to scroll and share on their stories. And there it is. There's my story. You know what? I saw that in 2 seconds. I didn't have to type it in.
How do you get people to look at it? I mean, they're just going through these sites?
Well, if they follow you, people could send it out. You could send it to people. I could post it and send it to like 20 people at the same time.
Yeah. If you have their addresses. See, Jim, you need their addresses?
No, it's just their handle.
Yes.
Like you see at the bottom?
It just depends.
See at the bottom where it has give a file to DJ Rob Mix. Super Bowl podcast at Devils Fanatics, accounts that I follow that support me. That's all you really got to do.
Okay. So she probably knows that. She's 28 years old.
Yeah, if she's more into Instagram, social media, it's good.
I have a business account with Facebook and I don't really manage it. My son does from time to time. But what I do is that I'll wind up going on Facebook and I'll do, sometimes you can do live. Like this.
Yeah, like this is live right now.
Podcasts, we're running right, shooting right out of the hip here, off the hip. But sometimes I do live, but now I don't do live because I spend the time. Because I want, you know, when I'm narrating what's taking place on the project on day one to day seven or day one to day two, day one and then the end of day one. Once, you know, it's just narration of what the process is, get some documentation of the actual work taking place and before and after. And then people who follow you, they respond, friends, whatever. It's just a matter of time. It just grows.
It's like a virus. Well, it just keeps spreading.
It can, depending on what you do and how many friends you want to attract and sign on to. But okay. The thing is that this is realistically the new way. Social media is the new way to get yourself out there. Print ad is done. I've done every type of advertisement in 40 plus years. From newspaper to bulk mailing, reply, my own permit every year, shotgun mailers, door to door, you name it, we did it. I work with a lead generation company, which seems to be the best way for me because I pay them a flat fee. People go online, they type in, they're looking for, let's say, a concrete patio. So then it takes them to a lead generation company that farms it out to different contractors. So it's in minutes. Once you go on and you start typing and you're looking for this, It's a service that we pay for.
You pay, yes, a monthly service.
You know, and what happens
Lee,
is...
L-E-E?
What?
What's the name of it? Lee?
No, well, right now, the company's name is Angie's Leads. It was formerly Home Advisor.
Oh, Angie's.
Right,
List.
Angie. Not Angie's List, but Home Advisor bought Angie's List out.
Oh.
And now it's on, but they kept the name because the name is, I think, more popular. I believe more popular than Home Advisor, but whatever. Doesn't matter. What matters is I get leads. If I want to solicit Martin Vale, I can solicit your town. I can solicit, I'm like in maybe 100 different towns in 5-6 different counties. I could be working in Hoboken. I could be working in Morristown. I could be working in Tom's River. So we're not just stuck in, let's say, Monroe or Marlboro. We don't have a captive audience of just one town. Okay. We're spread out. So the opportunities are greater. It's a different caliber of people throughout the state. You know, economics, geographic, ethnicity, all of that rolled into one. So once you get it down and you know where you want to be and what you want to do and what type of work you want to solicit, you know, once the lead comes in, you have the phone call, the interaction. If you want to go, you know, on a consultation, if I feel that this person is worth my time, because I'm giving them my time to see if I can get the project, then fine. But not necessarily it always works that way. But after being seasoned for so many years, I can tell you, I can guess your age over the phone, whether you're 32 or 87. It's just something that, you know, quiet over time.
All right, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll have our final thoughts segment. We'll be right back.
Sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to...
For this town, things that haven't been done before.
You're like, it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like people, even...
Overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather...
I'll be looking for another job after this is all, I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that... Mike,
why did Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you, you know.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
Especially going back to Columbus Down.
Why? They were horrible. This
Malibu and the diner. These leaders of these countries.
MVP quarterback, and then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
They're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to...
You're like, it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like people, even people...
So why do you think people are allowed to stay in public office for over...
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. All right, so
Dougie, I feel like I got to go to the Monkey Bar and Grill right now.
Yes. Oh, you want to?
We'll get some nice really cases.
We'll get some nice quesadillas and some Malibu Bay Breezes.
Can they deliver it?
Well, we could tell Dean you want to go pick it up, and Dean would go there for our delivery, and he won't be back till like maybe 10 o'clock at night.
Does the Monkey Bar and Grill provide crafties? I'm used to crafties.
Oh, yeah, they have craft beer.
Yeah, no, crafty, meaning there's a whole buffet of food here.
Sometimes they have it
for us.
Yeah. So I would like to bring James up here. Jim, give James the mic because I haven't publicly announced this yet on the show. Jimmy, you don't got to get up unless James wants to sit down for this quick announcement. So over the last 2 years, James has been a producer here at Saravo Broadcasting on the Doug Saravo Show. He's done all the behind-the-scenes work for the Monroe Falcons ice hockey games, for the banquets. And I just want to announce live, you know, James knew about this for the last 2 months, but James has been promoted to executive producer of Saravo Broadcasting. So, James, congratulations. You're now promoted.
Thank you.
Congratulations, James.
So, James, tell us the future within Saravo Broadcasting. What do we have planned the next few months?
You know, we got to go bigger and better from what we're doing. We got to get the name of Saravo out there and reach a bigger audience.
Thank you, James. Yeah, we are doing things that are bigger and better and stronger than ever before. No one does things like Saravo Broadcasting does. We're highly respected. We have highly intelligent people work for us. You know, we're big things ahead for Saravo Broadcasting, bigger and better and stronger than ever before. James, thank you for all your work here within Saravo Broadcasting, and we look forward to seeing Saravo Broadcasting within the world.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, James. So our final thoughts segment, I think this is a segment that we got to talk about. Because we're all drinkers here, right?
Gulp.
We're all drinkers?
Yeah, we all drink, right?
Yeah.
What do we drink and what?
No,
I don't have anything in my hand.
No, we're not drinking now, but I want to know your... I want to know, because we were in the Bahamas, you were in the Bahamas, I was in the Bahamas.
What do you like to drink?
I just want to know we got to have fun on the show every once in a while.
Bring out the drinks.
I want to know, what is your go-to drink?
Wow.
Don't forget talking to the mic.
So my go-to drink...
We already got people texting us, tweeting us, emailing us.
I'm kind of showing my age now, you know, because... But I'm a Scotch drinker. Single malt, but also blended, which is Johnny Walker, you know. Johnny Walker Black. It's just, I've been drinking that since I'm 17 years old, you know. And because, you know, back in that day, you were able to go into the bars at 18. Whole different world back in the late 70s. But obviously, when I'm in the islands, you know, Dirty Banana, you know, Pina Colada, Luca Libre, you know, whatever.
Jim, what are you into?
Just alcohol, right? Okay.
Unless you want to talk like water or soda.
No, I've had pills and pot. And you know, I was a hippie. You know?
Yeah.
But, I would say beer. Beer was, and then it became scotch.
Yeah.
Scotch was a real love. A real love of my life.
Jim, we gotta go to a quick commercial break because I need to get to my laughter. We'll be back.
Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to?
You're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like people even.
So why do you think people are allowed to stay in public office for over?
I'm here with your name behind it,
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to that.
All right, Jim, back to you.
Okay, back from a trip.
He's tripping on LSD. Talking about pills. Before.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I was young, experimental. So we went through that. But then the alcohol
It wasn't that. I was a hippie. That was...
Well, yeah. The thing is, there were a lot of nightclubs back then.
Yeah.
And so we would go like every weekend out to a bar and see rock bands, local rock bands that were very good. Spectacular jobs they've done, and we hit the mall, you know, the tow path, whatever it was, in town. And we drank beer. That was the thing. And then scotch. It was coming to scotch. And then I would have gin. You know, I like
gin. I'm not
a gin
guy.
Gin, I found it was one of the best drinks that I had lately, because if you read the ingredients, it's made from very, you know, wholesome, natural.
Yeah. This is a guy from. This is a guy talking from Woodstock and taking pills. He's worried about being wholesome and natural now.
I want to make
75?
70. You know, if I can make 70, I'll be okay. Happy. But what, you know, what I'm saying is that white alcohols, I found that later in life, that don't get anything that's got shady. Right. You know, it's dark browns and stuff. It's tend for the clear, like vodkas. I think gin is better than vodka, but that's my ego. And the vodka thing is so popular. I mean, it's a lot more people will drink, you know, gin over vodka. So, you know, I found what was very good with gin is if you mix a half a glass of gin and you take orange juice and pineapple juice, mm-hmm. you won't ever stop. You're going to be a gin addict. Guaranteed.
Yeah, well, you just contradict everything about the white liquor. So the clearer the liquor is, the less sugars in it. I don't know if you know that.
Well, the less impurities.
Well, it's also sugar. There's more sugar in the darker liquor than the lighter liquor.
Right. It's not only what's in it, it's how your body reacts to the alcohol.
Yeah.
Usually sugar. Depends.
That's what
some people take their clothes off if they're reacting to alcohol. Right. Some people fight, you know.
But yeah, that's the whole thing is our body's always turning bread, starches, all kinds into sugar.
True.
Without
the sugar
you
does.
You don't have to eat sugar. It's,
That's why I was saying when you once you put the orange juice and the pineapple juice in, there's a tremendous amount of sugar in it.
Yep.
So then it just perverses the
color. But the taste, that's what.
Well, that's like anything else.
Like, how about a Bahama Mama?
Oh.
I slept with Bahama Mamas in the Bahamas. Are you kidding me?
But you know, apple cider, right? That's apple cider.
Apple cider.
And rum. And rum is a sugar.
Depends how they make it.
And apple cider is a sugar.
Yeah. Depends how they make
it. Yeah.
Everyone makes drinks different.
Yeah, right. You make it like
when I was on my ship, you know, you'd have the music hall, right? Mm-hmm. You'd have the music hall over there, then you would have the casino over there. And I would be in the music hall having a good time, drinking, but then they didn't make my drinks the way I wanted to, so I had to go all the way to the casino and wait for my boy Hugo to make the drinks. So, you know, Hugo made the best Malibu Bay Breezes. And that's my go-to drink, Malibus. You know, Espo, co-host on my show.
I don't like to drink anything. You know? I mean, really.
Espo gives me the nickname Malibu Doug.
Malibu Doug?
Okay. Yeah, because
How about tequila? Did you like tequila?
It depends. There's all different qualities.
Yeah. Well, on this ship, I did OJ and Tito's, and I also did my Malibu Bay Breezes. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to go to Bud Lights. You know, I normally drink Bud Lights, but I haven't drank Bud Lights in a while, except for the party today. But yeah, I'm more of a mixed drink, nice cocktail, you know, Tito's orange juice, Malibu Bay Breezes, pineapple orange juice, whatever it is, cranberry. But that's all I drank. I must have had over 100 drinks. Drinking package was
you're a big dude,
yeah.
Man.
Well, they water it down, but the drinking package was like maybe $450. If I didn't have the package, I would have spent like $1,800. So it was worth it.
You know, obviously, when you're in the tropics, you're going to definitely, without a doubt, lean towards the more tropical.
Yeah, I'm a tropical drink
type
guy.
Drinks.
Yep.
You're really not going to have straight up liquor. You know, even while I was down there, I had my scotch, and in the evening wasn't something that I had during the course of the day. You know, something that's more conducive to the environment and surroundings, the landscape, the beach, the ocean. So, you know, all of those blue Hawaiians, the Malibu Blade,
Malibu,
Breeze,
yeah,
you know, coladas, all of that. That's just what it is. That's it.
Right.
You know, you're not making that in your backyard unless you have a margarita machine, which I just happen to have.
Before we go, I did have a bad experience once with sangria. That was at an Immaculate Conception Carnival. I drank too much.
And you mix it with anything?
I don't know. The guy just made it at the after party. My friend Q drove me home. Didn't get home till 5 a.m.
You got drunk? and sick?
Vomited.
Slept on the front lawn.
We'll have this conversation.
I know what you,
we'll have this conversation off the air.
I think I saw a picture somewhere on the internet with you.
Nice to sleep on lawns.
All right, guys. This has been the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. If you want a Monkey Bar and Grill sweater, go to your boy Hector at the Monkey Bar and Grill. Jim, any final thoughts?
Well, I'd like to say I hope this summer won't be a drought. I just want it to be a pleasant season coming up.
Gino, any final thoughts?
Doug, I want to thank you for inviting me on the show today.
Will you be back in the future?
Absolutely. Give me a call.
Hell yeah. I like that. I like
Jim,
that.
Jim, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah,
God bless
here.
You. Take it easy.
All right, ladies
God bless
and
you.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching us. Thank you for watching us here at Serravo Broadcasting. We just want to give a quick shout out to our friends, Nicole and Dave. They're my good friends. They sponsor every episode that I do. Dave, sarcastically, is a big sports fan. So shout out to Nicole and Dave. We'll see you guys next week with Dougie, David, Jonathan, and Jimmy. We'll see you guys next time.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
They're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
for this town, things that haven't been done before?
Feel like
it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like it's just like people, even
overpay
people
for DeGrom, and I.
So I think this is a great way for us to gather.
I'll be looking for another job after this is over. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.